I see it totally differently. I mean, the Jim Comey firing, it's portrayed like the FBI are 12 men operating out of a garage, and so he's fired, and that ends the investigation. And what hasn't been said and what isn't discussed is his successor, Andrew McCabe, is a Democrat who investigated Hillary Clinton, found her innocent, and whose wife, Jill McCabe, received $700,000 when she ran for office in Virginia from the Clinton machine, $500,000 of it from Terry McAuliffe. No one talks about that. He's the acting director of the FBI.
What does that have to do with this investigation?
It has to do with the fact that all day long people have been saying he fired Comey, therefore he was trying to obstruct justice by keeping the investigation into the Russian collusion. Well, it didn't stop the investigation at all. It didn't even
with
cause
all due
a
respect,
bump.
I still don't understand what one has to do with the other.
Well, you just mentioned your guest just before mentioned the firing of Comey as part of the obstruction of justice. Because you get rid of Comey, you don't get rid of the FBI investigation. The current acting head of the FBI.
But I'm still trying to understand what
Democrat.
That has to do with the current FBI guy being a Democrat and investigating Hillary Clinton. I don't see a clear line here.
Because the president does not improve his chances in the investigation by exchanging Comey for Andrew McCabe. There's no improvement for Donald Trump.
Andrew McCabe is the acting director, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So and he has to appoint another. He's going to appoint a permanent director.
Maybe, but they're considering McCabe too.
Does anyone on this panel want to respond to that?
Look, I've served with Andrew McCabe. He is a consummate professional. So you know, it's always fun to try to tear down people in order to distract from what's really going on. But you're barking up the wrong tree if you're trying to tear down Andrew McCabe.
I'm not tearing him down. I'm just stating the fact he's a Democrat, so it's not improving the president's odds by getting rid of Comey.
No, what he is a professional, and that may not be improving the president's odds either.
Well, I guess the point that maybe you're trying to make, it's a little disjointed. But look, the FBI isn't about one person, and they're going to continue with this investigation. Question is Donald Trump in a position to choose a new FBI director?